Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller, the Lake Chelan Historical Society. In July of 1884, the government approved an agreement that Indians living on Moses Reservation were to be given allotments of 640 acres for each head of family or adult male. The Wapato John and his family was comprised of 4 sons and 2 married daughters. So a total of 7 allotments were given, reaching from Green's Landing to Mill Bay. Wapato John was 60 years old at the time. He came to the Wapato Point area and developed his horse ranch, moving his trading post from the location at the foot of Oklahoma Gulch, and he planted the first apple orchard in the area. He grew tomatoes and potatoes. He was instrumental in the building of the Catholic Church there, and it was a distinguished landmark till 1953 when it burned. John had died in 1911 and had been blind for several years. While he was still living, people could see him making his way to the lake with 2 buckets on shoulder yoke to gather water. His wife was nearly 100 when she died, and up to her last days, she could thread a needle for leather and beadwork. The Wapato family was instrumental in the trading post, the planting of the garden and orchard, building of the church, and a pavilion and racetrack. In April 1911, John and Peter Wapato sold part of their allotments to the Lake Chelan Land Company for $56,000. The first announcement of the new town of Manson appeared in the Chelan Leader, June 22, 1911, and that promised 100 acres for the beginning of the town of Manson. The town's original pavilion was built about 1914 and stood on pilings out over the water. The pavilion was used for basketball practice and games. With no electricity, light was provided by gas lanterns up among the rafters. The uplake side of the building was open to a narrow aisle for spectators. Canvas sheets were hung outside of this for protection. Also, there were no dressing rooms for the players and no heat. In those early years, Manson did not produce any outstanding basketball teams. Much of Peter Wapato's allotment became known as Wapato Point. The community hall on Wapato Way was built in 1923 by the people of Manson and was community effort. They dug the basement by hand, the dirt loaded onto a 1-ton, 2-speed truck hauled to Manson Bay and dumped. It estimated several hundred loads of dirt from the construction site. Everything happened at the community hall. Dances every Saturday, basketball games, Christmas programs, potluck dinners, blossom festivals, and minstrel shows. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.